Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the Board of Trustees, I know you've had a long day and I thank you for your appearance here today. My name is Adam Chaddock. I'm a second year law student here at the University of Illinois, and I'm a 1998 graduate of the History Department here. I am also currently an elected assembly member of the ISG student government. However, I speak for only myself. I'm here today to support the continued use of Chief Illini WIC by the University of Illinois. In my brief time here today, I would like to address three main points. However, two of them have been beat to death by both sides of the debate. First, Chief Illini WIC is not a mascot. Rather, the chief is the symbol of a great university. A mascot runs around the playing field, dancing with the cheerleaders, fighting with opposing mascots, leading the crowd in cheers, and throwing souvenirs to the crowd. The actions of the chief are much more dignified than those antics. The chief puts on a respectful and ceremonious performance that brings pride to our great university. Make no mistake about it, the chief is a proud symbol, not a foolish mascot. Second, the use of Chief Illini WIC is a historical tie to the state of Illinois. In a recent article about this subject, an author stated that a college that adopts the name of a tribe indigenous to its area is not deriding or insulting that tribe. It is showing respect and admiration, not to mention a link to the area's history. If we are not to use the names and words of Native Americans, we will have to rename the cities of Peoria, Milwaukee, rename the Mississippi River, rename the state of Illinois. The list goes on and on. Are we to abolish all signs of Native Americans from the culture of the United States? Is the only place that we are to hear of Native Americans in our history books? I think not. Chief Illini WIC is a constant and respectful reminder and tribute to the history and tradition of the previous inhabitants of this state. I believe the Board of Trustees should make their decision not on threats, not on financial considerations, but what they think is right. Now, having said this, I hesitate to make my third point. Mr. Haney earlier in his comments said that he and his supporters would continue to fight on until the chief has left this university. Well, I am here to tell you, can my clock stop? I'm here to tell you that those of us that support Chief Illini WIC will be here supporting the chief for as long to come as that. Banning the chief will not end the division. When Ms. Teeters and Mr. Haney pack up their sound gear out there and go home to their respective places throughout the country, what do we have left here at the university? We have the silent majority. So what we have left when these people return to their homes throughout the country is the silent but powerful majority of students and alumni that support Chief Illini WIC. The silent majority is complacent and silent because they believe that the Board of Trustees will never abandon the chief in his time of need. However, the vocal and evidently sensitive minority touting political correctness as their banner issue has come out to oppose the chief. I decided to come out today and show you, the Board of Trustees, that there is an overwhelming amount of support for the chief throughout the student body and alumni. If the board ever was to retire the chief as the symbol of this university, the protests, boycotts, and picketing that would befall this university would make the current anti-chief movement look very small indeed. If this university bows to the protests of this small group of protesters or any other group of supposedly offended protesters, I will be the first of thousands upon thousands of alumni and students to give up my season football tickets, to give up my season basketball tickets, to close my checkbook to this university and pick up a picket sign to show the Board of Trustees how I feel about the chief and how I support the chief. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I would not stand alone. In conclusion, I'm here to ask you today to do the right thing and support Chief Illini WIC. Thank you for your time.